How often should I be doing video? When we talk with senior marketing leaders about their use of video and animation, they will be quick to tell you that they already supply their websites and social channels with a steady stream of original and branded content. Social channels are well fed, C-suites deliver online video messages to stakeholders and staff, everything's good. However, we believe this is all largely tactical rather than strategic. We want clients to drive the machine forward and to grow bigger, not just feed it enough to run in place. For example, when thinking about how often you should be doing video, don't think that you need to post once a day, 5 or 6 days a week, 15 to 60 seconds at a time. Instead, think of the long-term goal, quarterly, biannual, as to how the current advancements in making visual content can serve your goals. Visual content makes communication easier and more impactful. We mustn't forget that. Teams around the region and world use more video without realizing they have a lot of opportunities to ask partners to make things for them that achieve long-term goals for growth internally and externally. Whether you are building a company culture that will take years or a new product launch that will evolve over seasons as a brand, brands will have to get smarter at understanding the content distribution mindset of their audience. This means actually understanding and developing their own strategy for how they can build appointment viewing. Whether that can be regular news and thought leadership, programming that is scheduled and released at the same time for audience who become conditioned to knowing that will become on schedule and that they can consume it any time from then, to regular website serials, YouTube series and documentaries, even branded episodic programming, all of it can be anchored by consistent scheduling and reinforced with regular teasers, updates, and highlight packages. This is a major undertaking that will fundamentally change how brands, businesses, and organizations of all sizes and structures develop, produce, and distribute original video and animation content. But when they take a cold-eyed look at the ongoing deterioration of traditional media, the increased saturation of video in the marketplace, and the lack of serious difference in their video offering next to that of their competitors, they will have little choice. So, think about your visual content programming strategies with the same kind of business acumen you apply to the core activities of your brand, business, or organization. This is a leadership down and new recruit to rethink your approach to video and animation and its importance to your business. Get in touch below, and I'm here to help.